USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects when a ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashim Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The newly minted president of Service Employees International Union Local 1000 slammed California Governor Gavin Newsom after the Democrat announced plans to close the California Correctional Center in Susanville, which is staffed by SEIU members. Richard Lewis Brown.
Everything I say is what I mean. And I praise God every day that I live in the greatest country on earth. And I'm fighting for the people in Lassen County. This governor has lost his mind. He is closing the prison in Lassen County, the California Correctional Center, and he's closing it for no reason at all.
General Motors is recalling more than 400,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because the side airbags can explode without warning and spew parts into the cabin. The recall covers certain 2015 and 2016 Chevrolet and GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500 trucks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava in an evening news conference.
We recovered another victim. The total number of confirmed deaths is now 79. We've also made more identifications since our last briefing. 53 victims have now been identified, and 51 next of kin notifications have been made.
As opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration plan, reports have surfaced that members of the Oregon National Guard will be used in the Beaver State. John Clemens reports.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door to door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.